This is TechCrunch.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The TikTok ban has been signed into law. I'm Imran Sheikh, and I always thought Judge Dredd was the law. Anyway, it's time for your Daily Crunch for Thursday, starting with three big headlines. Reddit is rolling out a few new updates to its iOS and Android apps to make it easier for people to locate and take part in conversations on the platform. The company announced on Wednesday that it's launching a new unified media player, along with instant comment loading and a direct shortcut to conversations. Given that a large part of Reddit's appeal is based on its ability to foster conversations across numerous topics, it makes sense for the platform to take a conversation-first approach to its mobile apps. In a bid to create a more seamless flow across post types on Reddit, the company is introducing a unified media player that users can swipe through to look at the comments and see new content. Users can access the new media player by clicking on an image or video. Reddit says conversations can't flow easily if the way to get to them differs by post type, which is why it's launching consistent conversation navigation across post types. The launch of the updates comes a week after Reddit CPO said that the company's product roadmap includes faster loading times, additional tools for moderators and developers, and an AI-powered language translation feature. IBM wisely gravitated away from trying to be a pure cloud infrastructure vendor years ago, recognizing that it could never compete with the big three, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google. So it has since moved on to helping IT departments manage complex hybrid environments, using its financial clout to acquire a portfolio of high-profile companies. It began with the $34 billion Red Hat acquisition in 2018, continued with the Apptio acquisition last year, and it kept it going on Wednesday when the company announced that it would be acquiring cloud management vendor HashiCorp for $6.4 billion. With HashiCorp, Big Blue gets a set of cloud lifecycle management and security tools, and a company that is growing considerably faster than any of IBM's other businesses. Although the revenue is small by IBM standards, $155 million last quarter, up 15% over the prior year. That still makes it a healthy and growing business for IBM to add to its growing stable of hybrid cloud tools. And President Biden has signed a bill that would ban TikTok if its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, fails to sell it within a year. The bill, which includes aid for Ukraine and Israel, was passed by the U.S. Senate in a 79-18 vote late Tuesday after the House passed it with an overwhelming majority over the weekend. The bill gives ByteDance 9 months to divest TikTok, with a 90-day extension available to complete a deal. If ByteDance doesn't sell TikTok, it would become illegal for app stores to distribute the app in the U.S. In an email statement to TechCrunch, TikTok said it would challenge the unconstitutional law in court in a statement.
This ban would devastate 7 million businesses and silence 170 million Americans. As we continue to challenge this unconstitutional ban, we will continue investing and innovating to ensure TikTok remains a space where Americans of all walks of life can safely come to share their experiences, find joy, and be inspired.
The ban would not be the first for TikTok. 4 years ago, India banned the app following a military battle along the India-China border, and both Google and Meta quickly seized the opportunity to capture both local creators and TikTok users via their respective copycat products, YouTube Shorts and Instagram's Reels. Now let's kick it over to a person I'm always trying to copycat, producer Dennis, for today's startup news in about 1 minute.
Thanks, Imran. We begin with Sanlo, a fintech startup that helps gaming companies manage finances, announced Wednesday the closed beta launch of its web shop tool, giving select game developers and studios a plug-and-play solution that works alongside their existing tech stacks. Gaming companies can now join the waitlist. Up next, Ditto. It's an API for streaming services and other platforms to integrate shoppable videos, enabling consumers to buy their favorite characters' clothing and accessories directly on their screens. The company announced Wednesday that it raised $2.8 million in seed funding. And finally, it's the conversational AI platform Parloa. It nabbed $66 million in a Series B round a year after it raised $21 million from a swath of European investors to propel its international growth. The German company is focusing on the US in particular, and last year opened an office in New York too. It says this hub helped it sign up several Fortune 200 companies in the region. And that'll do it for me. Imran, back to you.
And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Ron Miller, Aisha Malik, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here tomorrow, same tech time, same Crunch channel. And until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.